Before our next programme, we're going over to the newsroom and Nicholas Witchell.
Good evening. There's been a major air crash tonight near the Scottish border. A Pan-American jumbo jet carrying more...
I found out when I heard the news reports, and I remember having the news on and hearing that the report that this plane had gone down. And I remember thinking, oh, my cousin's going to America, but she wouldn't be on that because she wasn't going to New York. She was going to Boston, where her sister lived and still lives. And then it was when my mother rang and said, I think Ian and the family were on that plane. And I said, she can't have been, Mum, because they were going to Boston, weren't they? She said, I have a terrible feeling that she was on that plane. I watched it some more. And then my mother rang my aunt, you know, it was her daughter and family. She could hear my uncle screaming, crying in the background. And my aunt said she was on that plane.
Good evening. A Pan-American Boeing 747 airliner flying from London to New York crashed tonight in the Scottish borders. The company says...
Shock, Pan-American horror, disbelief, why them? A million emotions, really. Just, oh my God.
255 adults and three children on board. It came down on the village of Lockerbie in Dumfriesshire.
It was not who to blame. It was who on earth would do this, to do that to total strangers. Why? What was their point? I still don't know why, really. At the time, I remember someone saying to me, you know, I hope they catch the people who did this. And I do recall saying, I don't think they'll ever really know who did it. But I always had this feeling that if they did get someone, would they be scapegoats? Yes, Gaddafi was said to have been involved. I never expected justice.
Good evening. The Lockerbie bomber, Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi, has arrived back in Libya tonight to a hero's welcome.
He's a man who's been accused of an awful lot of violence towards his own people, so why should he have any regard for other people? Lockerbie, I mean, to destroy so many people who were unknown to the perpetrators. OK, it was some sort of statement, but there are so many other ways of, you know, lodging a complaint or lodging an opinion. To blow people out of the sky and land on other people and destroy them in their own homes is, well, in my mind, crazy.
I think today is a day to remember all of Colonel Gaddafi's victims, from those who died in connection with the Pan Am flight over Lockerbie to Yvonne Fletcher.
I think I'd rather have seen him face justice and account for his acts and the truth be known. Seeing someone slaughtered, whatever happened to him, is a horrible thing to see. And people should account for their actions, and I would have preferred that.
We should also remember the many, many Libyans who died at the hands of this brutal dictator and his regime.
And I mean, it wasn't just my cousin. It was her husband and two young children. It was four of them. And I mean, the most horrible thing was that things were returned, like a little book that they'd had to read on the plane and little things that must have been found in the debris. And it was just horrendous. And my own children were similar ages. You know, they're just such lovely children. I mean, a lot stopped that day. I tell you what, I've just thought, I used to have this sort of, not nightmare, but this vision of them leaving the house with the suitcases, locking the door, thinking things like, ooh, have I turned everything off? And being really excited about spending Christmas in Boston. And that was the last time they were ever at that house.
Jubilation in Libya as state television broadcasts news of the former leader's death.
I mean, he's probably proud of what he did. If someone has a plan and they think that plan has come to fruition, he's probably been applauded. We live our lives and we're judged on our lives. I mean, that's what I personally believe. So if that's the case, then he will have to be answerable to someone bigger than me or the families who lost loved ones in that awful disaster. I feel this a sort of an emptiness about him, actually. And it's what's going to happen now.